I'll be telling you about wonderful artists performing in your area so you can go check them out for yourselves and have some fun. Because life's all about having fun. Am I right? Hello, everyone. This is week 8 of Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu. After this, there will be just 2 more episodes of Bay Area Beats, and then we are completely done. And I really cannot believe how much time has flown since I've started this show, but I'm ready to just make the best of it for now and have fun while we still can and until we end. So 3 more shows and then that's it. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but if you're a frequent listener of Bay Area Beats, you may have caught on to the fact that I like to switch it up every week and feature artists with different styles who play different genres. This week, I'll be talking about a woman who sparked not a lot of controversy, but she ruffled some feathers when she first stepped onto the scene. And it's kind of a funny story, but I'll talk about that later. Her music is amazingly soulful and jazzy, and she's really helped put female jazz musicians back in the spotlight. Now, in case you haven't figured out who I'm talking about, it's Esperanza Spalding. She's a 31-year-old American singer, bassist, and cellist who specializes in jazz, jazz fusion, neo-soul, bossa nova, and R&B, and that's just to name a few genres. She got her start at a very early age, and it's easy to say that she was a musical prodigy. She states that her biggest inspiration to pursue music was after watching Yo-Yo Ma perform on an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, who would have thought, when she was just 4 years old. At just 5 years old, she was already playing violin in the Chamber Music Society of Oregon, where she was born. She played with the Chamber Music Society until she was 15 years old, and at that age, she was already considered a concert master. Now, not only was she extremely talented and way ahead of the game at such a young age, but she was self-taught and learned multiple instruments, including guitar and, of course, bass, which she is mainly known for now. Her talents allowed her the opportunity to study at both Portland State University and Berklee College of Music, where she received scholarships. So a fun fact is that her first gig was in a blues club when she was 15 years old. And at the time, she could only play one bass line, but she played that bass line so well that she got the job and, you know, played with the rest of the band. And afterwards, one of the musicians she played with that night invited her to the rehearsals so that she could brush up on her bass skills, as he put it, so she could actually learn something. And then the rehearsals ended up turning into regular performance for the rest of the year. So inviting her to that one rehearsal ended up with her performing with these amazing musicians who really helped her get her start in the industry. Now, I found a quote by Esperanza Spalding where she said, "I'm surrounded by prodigies everywhere I go, but because they're a little older than me or not a female or not on a major label, they're not acknowledged as such." I don't want to say that she's not giving herself enough credit, but she's extremely talented, yet so humble and grateful. And I really love when artists are amazing at what they do, but they remain modest about it. And in my opinion, it's really refreshing and attractive that Esperanza gives credit where credit is due and acknowledges that there's always more to learn and there's always room for improvement. I really applaud her for that and for saying, you know, being a prodigy doesn't mean that you have to be a five-year-old who is a master at some instrument. A prodigy can be any age, any gender, any ethnicity. It's not, you know, this young person who advanced very quickly. So I really like how she phrased that she's surrounded with them all the time, but because they're older or not a female or not on a music or major music label, that they're not acknowledged as much as she is. So right now is time to head into song number one of the day. This one is titled I Know You Know and is from her self-titled album Esperanza, which was released back in 2008 and is actually her second studio album. So we're going to get into that right now. Remember, you're listening to it here on Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu.
You already know, sing it again.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for staying tuned. This is Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You just listened to a song titled I Know You Know by Esperanza Spalding, which is actually off of her second album, released back in 2008, and that one's titled Esperanza. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I wish I could ramble a bit about the song, but sadly, it's time for our first break of the day. However, when we come back, I'll talk some more about the beautiful and talented Esperanza Spalding. Plus, of course, I'll let you know when and where she'll be performing here in the Bay Area. So that's coming up shortly, and remember, you're listening to Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
This is Penguin Radio.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. DU Did You Know, Chili the Penguin, Dominican University of California's mascot, was inspired by the black and white habits worn by the sisters. Students claim that when the sisters walked around campus, they looked like penguins. The sisters approve of the reference. Yay! DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio.
Coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know. Oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know? My little woman, way across town. Babe, I'm a little fool for you, little girl.
Baby mama,
Listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you so much for staying tuned to my second segment of the show. For those of you who are just now tuning in, this episode of Bay Area Beats is featuring Esperanza Spalding, who is an amazingly talented singer, bassist, and just overall jazz musician. She sings in three different languages, English, Spanish, and Portuguese, and had a spot on the Billboard 200 back in 2011. To date, she's won three Grammy Awards for Best New Artist, Best Jazz Vocal Album, and Best Arrangement. Plus, she won a Soul Train Music Award for Best Contemporary Jazz Performance. I'm going to go ahead and play another song for you guys, and then after that, it's time to reveal when and where Esperanza Spalding will be performing in the Bay Area. The song I chose to play for song number two of the day is called Smile Like That and is off of her album Radio Music Society, which was released back in 2012. So that's coming up for you right now, so stay tuned for that. Once again, the song is called Smile Like That by Esperanza Spalding. And remember, you're hearing it here on Penguin Radio. This is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks and radio.dominican.edu.
Can't help, don't.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thanks for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You just heard a song titled Smile Like That, performed by none other than Esperanza Spalding. The song is actually off of her album titled Radio Music Society, which was released back in 2012 and was Esperanza's fourth studio album. I hope you enjoyed that one. I personally love it. She has a beautiful voice. It's so smooth, goes perfectly with the bass. Everything she does seems just really effortless. And that's difficult for a lot of musicians, I would say, to get that really smooth, effortless flow. And it really sounds like she's just enjoying herself and not trying too hard at all. I mean, I'm sure she's giving her all into her music because that's her passion and what she enjoys to do, but it just feels so natural, and you can hear it. And you can hear her vibes and how she radiates her passion for it, and it just, everything shows. Like, her love for her music really shows, and you can hear that. Right now is my favorite part of the show, because the whole reason I'm here is to let you know when these wonderful musicians will be playing. So right now I'm going to tell you that the fabulous Esperanza Spalding will be performing in San Francisco for 3 days. So the first, Thursday, November 19th, Friday, November 20th, and Saturday, November 21st. All three performances will be held at the SF Jazz Center, which is located at 201 Franklin Street in San Francisco. The tickets are currently sold out on sfjazz.org, but there are still a few being sold on StubHub.com. So if you want to see Esperanza live, now would be a really good time to buy your ticket before they are completely sold out. Once again, all three shows will be at the SF Jazz Center. The first one will be on Thursday the 19th, the second one is Friday the 20th, and the last one is Saturday the 21st, all of this month. And the shows will start at 7:30, so it might be a good idea to arrive around 7 o'clock. Tickets are sold out on sfjazz.org, but like I said, there are a few still left on StubHub.com. Don't forget, once again, SF Jazz Center is located at 201 Franklin Street in San Francisco, of course. Now, we've reached the time again where we have to take another break, but please stay tuned for the third and final segment of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, to hear a little bit more about Esperanza Spalding. And then I also want to let you guys know about some cool events and some venues that are happening here in the Bay Area. I'm ending segment two a little bit early because segment three is pretty long, so we'll get into that after the break. I have a lot more to say, and that is coming up. So please remember, this is Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, only at radio.dominican.edu.
No, she wasn't ready.
You're listening to Penguin Radio.
Your heart, your warmth,
For staying tuned, you're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and this is Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, here at radio.dominican.edu. If you're just now tuning in, let me give you a little update. Throughout the show, I've been talking about Esperanza Spalding and her amazing work as a jazz musician. So in the first segment, I spoke a little bit about the controversy that she caused when she first stepped onto the scene. And it's a funny story, at least to me, because back in 2011, she won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist. I'm not sure if anyone remembers this, but it caused havoc because Justin Bieber fans were seriously upset. So obviously, that's the same time that Justin Bieber was still rising to stardom. And when I mean his fans were upset, they were beyond upset. They went as far as to send threats to Esperanza on social media and everything. They crossed so many boundaries. But it was funny seeing, I guess, the generation gap. Well, maybe not necessarily, because I was rooting for Esperanza and I was in high school when that happened. But seeing how many people were rooting for Justin Bieber versus a lot of older folks and people who, I guess, love jazz and R&B and soul and weren't really into pop music were rooting for Esperanza Spalding. So when she won, it was, you know, kind of broke some boundaries. It turned heads. Nobody had really heard of her too much before that. She had been in the music industry for a while, but it was the first time she was making these big appearances and her first time at the Grammys. And it was a big deal, especially for a woman and a jazz musician and a woman who plays bass up against Justin Bieber, who, you know, was discovered by Usher and had all of these hit songs and was topping all of the charts and was played on the radio all the time. And then here comes this low-key, soulful, smooth jazz musician who's a female bass player. And it really caught everyone off guard. And I know, like I said, I was rooting for her. I had some friends who were glad that she beat Justin Bieber, but his fans were really upset. And I don't know, that's just a funny throwback memory that I have of Esperanza Spalding. So right now is time for our third and final song of the day. And you may already know this one. I'm sure you'll recognize it because it's a popular song originally performed by the late, great, and wonderful Michael Jackson and written by Stevie Wonder. This one is titled I Can't Help It and was off of Michael's album Off the Wall, which was released back in 1979. So that's the original version. And I love Esperanza's version as well. It's so smooth and soulful, and the arrangement is very nicely done. So that's going to come up in a second. And I have to say, I love Michael Jackson. Anyone who knows me knows that I love Michael Jackson. And the fact that she was highly inspired by him makes me like her even more. Anyone who says that they're inspired by Michael Jackson has a good place in my book. So that's wonderful. And also Stevie Wonder. He's super amazing, super talented. He's not on the song. He didn't do a recording of it, but as I said, he did write it. And it's a beautiful song. He's so talented in so many different ways. And if you ever get a chance, you should go see Stevie Wonder live as well, because he's really amazing. And I know Esperanza has been highly influenced by Stevie Wonder as well. So I just wanted to throw that in there really quickly. And once again, this is Esperanza Spalding's rendition of I Can't Help It by Michael Jackson, written by Stevie Wonder. Remember, you're hearing it here on Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
I wanted to, I wouldn't help it, even if I could. softly while you sigh. Love came and possessed you, bringing sparkles to your eyes. Oh, like a trip to heaven. Heaven is the prize. I'm so glad I found you. If I wanted to, I wouldn't help it. Even if I could, I can't help it. If I wanted to, I wouldn't help it. No, can't help it. If I wanted to, I wouldn't help it. Even if I could, I can't help it. If I wanted to, I wouldn't help it. No.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Please remember that Penguin Radio is the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Now, the song I just played for you was called I Can't Help It. Originally, that song was recorded by Michael Jackson and written by Stevie Wonder, but you just heard Esperanza Spalding's jazzy rendition of it, which, without a doubt, does justice to the song. Now, I want to remind you once again that Esperanza Spalding will be performing at the SF Jazz Center on Saturday, November 21st. Sunday, November 22nd, as well as Friday, November 20th. If you like what you heard, you can go see her live. This is your chance. Just go to StubHub.com because the tickets on sfjazz.org are sold out. So you have to get your tickets at StubHub or some other online retailer. But yes, sfjazz.org is completely sold out for her shows. So now would be a good time to get your tickets before StubHub is sold out as well. And I hope that you liked everything you heard today and maybe you are inspired to go see her live now. So now, of course, I'm going to let you guys know about some other shows that are happening in your area. And I have a few more than I usually do, so bear with me because this may take a bit longer than normal. First up, the San Francisco Symphony will be doing a rendition of The Nightmare Before Christmas. Now, for all of the Tim Burton fans out there, this one is a must-see. Nightmare Before Christmas is a classic, plus it's one of those movies that you can watch over and over again every year, and it never gets old. So the San Francisco Symphony's rendition of The Nightmare Before Christmas will take place on Wednesday, November 25th, Friday, November 27th, and Saturday, November 28th. All three shows will be held at the Davies Symphony Hall. There is no actual address for that, which is kind of weird, but it's located in the Civil Center of San Francisco between Van Ness, Franklin, Hayes, and Grove Street. So if you go ahead and Google that, you will not find an address, but you can get directions, which is just as good. Once again, that's for the San Francisco Symphony's rendition of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which will take place on Wednesday, November 25th, Friday, November 27th, and Saturday, November 28th at the Davies Symphony Hall. You can buy tickets at sfsymphony.org. And I highly encourage everyone who can to go see this, because The Nightmare Before Christmas is a classic. And when you say Nightmare Before Christmas, people know instantly what you're talking about, and they, most of them know, directed by Tim Burton. It's a huge, you know, Christmas slash holiday film just in general, because there's some Halloween stuff thrown in there. And it's funny because I feel like any time personally is a good time to start breaking out the Christmas music and all of that. So I actually just rewatched The Nightmare Before Christmas, I believe a couple weeks ago before Halloween, and I didn't have a problem with it. And I had a friend watch it with me as well, and he really enjoyed it. And it was actually his first time seeing it. So if you haven't seen it yet, watch it and then go check it out at San Francisco, the symphony. They're going to do an amazing job, I'm already sure. There are some really cool songs in there, and it's just all around a good time. Family friendly, kids love it, adults love it, great music. And it's in San Francisco, which is, you know, once that's over, there's always something else that you can find to do out there. Next, I mentioned this last week, but it's happening again tonight. The Hogan Brothers will be performing at Room 389 with John Monahan. So if you want to hear some good music, head over there tonight. It's really low-key and light and jazzy. Tonight, I'm actually going to be there before the show starts. I'm going to watch the Warriors game. So if you want to watch the game, that's one place you can do it. They have great drinks, great music, good atmosphere, very mellow crowd. It's always fun. I've never had any issues there. So like I've mentioned before, going back to the Hogan Brothers, these guys can play anything, and I really mean anything, from classic jazz to Latin jazz to R&B. They can play soul, they can play funk music, pop, even gamelan music from Bali, Indonesia. These guys do it all. They're super amazing, super talented. You can tell that they love what they do. And once again, that's going to be at Room 389 tonight, which is located at 389 Grand Avenue in Oakland. And as the name suggests, the Hogan Brothers are all brothers. John Monahan is not related to the trio, but he is a super amazing guitarist. And John and Colin, who is the keyboard player, actually play there every Monday. So feel free to check them out any week. Once again, Room 389 is located at 389 Grand Avenue in Oakland. It's free of charge. There's no cover, but since it is a bar, it is 21 and up. So anyone looking for some low-key fun tonight or any other Monday can head over there and check them out. Finally, I just found out about a really cool place, and I want to let you know, I've never actually been here, but I'm really excited, and I just found out about it. It's called Biscuits and Blues, and it's located at 401 Mason Street in San Francisco. And first of all, just the name alone lets you know it's going to be amazing. I love biscuits. I love blues. Why not throw them together? So Biscuits and Blues is a cool venue that includes a full restaurant, bar, nightclub, and you have an option to sit at a table and have dinner and drinks while watching live performances. I don't know if anyone has been to Yoshi's. There's one in Oakland, and there was one in San Francisco, but it has sadly been closed down. But Yoshi's is a place where you go in. There's one area where, or at least in San Francisco, there was an area where you could listen to music, sit there, have a couple drinks or, you know, a light little appetizer. And then there was the main hall where you go in, you sit at a table, you order food, have drinks, and you know you're looking at the stage and watching the performers, and it was centered around jazz music. So like I said, I haven't been to Biscuits and Blues, but from what I saw online and from what I've heard, it seems kind of like the same concept, dinner and a show type thing. And the menu has some really good old school, like, Southern cuisine on there, and they have some pretty reputable musicians on their lineup as well. So they're open every day except for Mondays, so you can't head over there tonight, but any other day of the week would be perfectly fine. And early shows on Friday and Saturdays are dinner required shows. So for Friday and Saturday shows, I believe you do have to have a reservation and you have to sit at the table and order a meal. But other than that, they do have shows where you can just go in, listen to music, you know, buy your ticket. You don't have to do the whole wine and dine thing as you watch the performances. Like I said, there is a live performance every night of the week, except for Mondays because they're not open then. But one that I'm particularly interested in is a B.B. King tribute that will be held twice per night from November 12th through the 15th. So they're going to do the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, and there will be two B.B. King tributes each night. Tickets are very reasonably priced, not bad at all. They're about $25 from what I remember. You can buy them through their website, which is biscuitsandblues.com. Tickets and reservations are non-refundable. That's the only thing. So make sure you fill out all the information correctly. If you want to go, make sure you can actually get that night off of work or cancel any obligations you have, because you will not get your money back once you purchase the ticket. But I would definitely give this place a shot. I love blues and jazz, and I love soul food. And I especially love the music when it's live. I say this all the time. Music is great, but live music is just mind-blowing, especially when, you know, there's amazing artists, especially when it's a genre that you really enjoy. There's nothing like listening to live music. And I also want to go here because there's soul food involved, and I love to eat, and I love blues, so throw the two together, and I will be there. So if you're interested in checking out Biscuits and Blues for yourself, you can go online to biscuitsandblues.com to see who will be performing on which day, and you can reserve your tickets, get a table. Once again, it's located at 401 Mason Street, and they are open every day except for Mondays. Now, that's all I have for today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. I hope you've enjoyed today as much as I have, and you've had fun, and you've enjoyed listening to Esperanza Spalding. Maybe I've inspired you to go see her live this month at one of her three shows at the SF Jazz Center. Tune in next week and the week after that. Is that it? I think. Yeah, those are my last two shows. I have two more shows, and that'll be it. So for the next two shows, I'll be letting you know which artists I think are really good and when and where they will be performing out here. And like I said earlier, live music is amazing. It's always worth the money, especially when there's an amazing artist. It's just really fun. There's nothing like it. And I hope you have a chance to go listen to some of the artists I've mentioned in today's show. Please remember, this is Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay. I'm DJ Keeks, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, at radio.dominican.edu. Wow.
You've been listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Peaks. Music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in each day for different shows from Dominican students right here at radio.dominican.edu. Wow, 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 wow.